I think the numbers on the police chase matter probably speak for themselves, don't they? Since they softened their approach 3 years back, those fleeing have doubled and those caught have halved. Police Association President Chris Carhill's with us. Chris, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Failure of policy?
Well, it depends how you look at it, really. You can't ignore that 106% increase in people fleeing. But in saying that, there's been virtually no deaths as a result of fleeing drivers. So, you know, I've always said, Mike, you can't get a fleeing driver policy that's perfect. It's probably one of the most difficult issues I've experienced around trying to understand and policing.
Accepting that, have we let too many loose and crime is where it is because of it?
Yeah, well, we have. There's no doubt there's been a significant change in behaviour. I mean, the biggest report into fleeing drivers actually identified only 25% were stolen motor vehicles. I think that is what's changed dramatically in the last 3 years. I think majority of that increase will be stolen cars with youths, many of them have committed ram raids, and that has definitely had a change that needs to stop.
Has Costa been brought to this kicking and screaming? In other words, is he ideologically against this and it's just the numbers are so great now? What's happened there? Why have we sat here for 3 years watching these numbers unfold and not doing anything about it?
Well, you can't ignore the numbers, and I think it's pretty clear the public has said enough's enough. We want to see more police, and we want to see police taking action. And that's the big issue. I think it's wider than just pursuits. To me, it's actually they want to see police out there on the streets, arresting criminals, being seen on the beat. They want more proactive policing, and that's the message that the Commissioner, I think, must be getting pretty clearly from the public.
Could not agree with you more. Bruce Cotterill, read his piece in the Herald over the weekend. He was in Perth. First thing he notices is police flood the streets in Perth. I've been in London and New York. Go down any street, they're everywhere. Why aren't they on the corners here?
Well, it's the demand, and I'll tell you, you might have seen from, I have to take my hat off for the brave decision by the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, who said from the 31st of August, Police aren't going to attend these mental health things. This is what police are tied up with, massive number of mental health. The health department is just making police do their work. Equally, you know, family harm, you know, up to 65% of family harm incidents are no criminal offending. They're parenting, not policing issues. So that's what's sucking the police off the street, Mike, with some brave calls we're going to have to make.
Should Costa make the same call as the Met?
I think he needs to put the health department on notice that police aren't funded or resourced for this sort of thing. It would be a big call, but at some stage we've got to look at demand if you want to see more cops out on the street.
But hold on. I mean, I agree with you. I think you're right. But here's what I've seen in London and New York. They deal with the mental health thing right here, right now, and they're still on the streets. Clearly what I'm seeing here is you're under-resourced. You need twice as many cops as you've currently got. Or is that not fair?
Well, it's not totally unfair. I mean, we've got a ratio currently of 1 to 490. The government's committed to 1 to 480. If I go to like Australian states, they're 1 to 400. Best I've found is Scotland, 1 to 225. So, without a doubt, more police will make a difference.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Appreciate your time as always. Chris Carhill, Police Association President.